Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. TV's Emmy nominations were unveiled this week. The big moment? Here's host Kristen Chenoweth.
The nominations in the drama series category are Boston Legal, Damages, Dexter, House, Lost, and Mad Men.
Mad Men got the big whoops Thursday and the most drama nominations, 16 of them. Huh. Never watched it? Never heard of it? Well, you're in good company. Mad Men only gets 1 million viewers a week. Compare that to American Idol's 30 million a week. Ed Bark, you're a TV critic. What's that about?
Well, it's up to the Emmy people to recognize quality above all else, regardless of a show's popularity. So that is their first job. A lot more basic cable networks such as AMC, this Mad Men was their first venture into an original scripted drama. This is suddenly the signature show of the network.
I thought this was the place where you saw black and white movies.
Yeah. Well, now they've got commercials and they've mostly gone to color and they've ruined the channel otherwise. So they might as well have Mad Men.
And Mad Men is about an advertising agency?
Yeah, it's about a Madison Avenue 1960s era ad agency.
What do you fellas do?
You're looking at the finest ad men in New York. Hell, the world.
Bringing in business is the key to your salary, your status, and your self-worth.
Sounds stylish.
A lot of cigarette smoking in that series, which, a broadcast network couldn't put on this series, I don't think.
Huh.
They couldn't. They certainly couldn't reflect what was the reality at the time. A lot of heavy straight liquor drinking and chain smoking.
The other leading Emmy shows are from the biggie networks, John Adams on HBO, 30 Rock on NBC, that stars Tina Fey. But these are not exactly rating superstars either.
No, John Adams didn't do any business when you compare it to The Sopranos or Sex and the City on HBO. And 30 Rock is NBC's lowest rated comedy, but it still set a single season record for comedy nominations with 17.
This is going to sound really weird, but you need to wear a bra.
Oh, no, I don't actually. They kind of just stay up on their own.
Yeah, okay. What I'm saying is
30 Rock has a 3.8 overall Nielsen rating. MASH in its heyday was doing a 27-point-something Nielsen rating.
Wow.
That means that 27% of all homes with television sets were watching MASH on a given episode.
Our program originates from the swamp, which is the subject of a picture spread in next month's Toilet and Garden.
A critic in the LA Times wrote that the network's comedies and dramas are, quote, becoming expensive diversions for the cultural elite, akin to opera in the 19th century.
That's a little bit of an overstatement. I mean, the nominees also include House, which is very popular, Boston Legal, which does pretty well. And the comedy nominees do include Two and a Half Men, which is the most watched comedy on network TV. The problem is there aren't many comedies at all on network TV anymore. There's just a much higher percentage of American Idols and Survivors. And
Greatest American Dog.
JD and Galaxy proved to be fierce competitors in the Dog Bone Challenge.
Greatest American Dog, it's fine. I mean, it's about, poor dog is trying to get ahead in the world. It's okay.
Maybe it has to do with your name. Ed Bark is a longtime TV
probably.
Critic. He runs the website UncleBarky.com. Thanks, Uncle Barky.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you.